So we're doing the laws of prayer, and we're up to chapter 94, and we're up to subsection 3. Umi sheroitze lekayim amorom haroitze lahachkim yadrim ulahashir yatzbin. One who wants to fulfill our sages, they said, if you want to become smart, you should face the south. If you want to become rich, you should face the north. Because before, we learned that we should pray towards Yerushalayim, towards Israel, towards Jerusalem, towards the Beis HaMikdash, towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We went through, but the person wishes to pray in the direction because he's looking for wisdom or he's looking for wealth. And our sages tell us if you face these directions, you can earn that. So what should he do? He says, Yachal Ases Ken Afilu B'Tzibur. You can do so even while you're davening with the minyan. Afal Pi She'em Ispalalim Limizrach. Even though they daven towards the east, you can face to the south, or you can face to the north. However, but your face, you should side it so that it's facing east.
How many synagogues are actually
built
facing east?
Well, you face east or you face the east side, the closest to the east side. I'm not sure you can make that requirement, but... I'm not sure, but over here, he says, "Afilu mispalel biyachid." Even if he's davening individual, you need to still your head, even though you're davening, but you need to side it towards the east. So if you're davening to the west, davening south, make it southeast, or if you're davening to the north, make it northeast, so that you don't. So you're facing it to the east side, and the same thing is "Afilu mispalel biyachid." Even when you're doing by yourself, you should still do it that way. You can also do it in the other direction, which means you can face the east. You're mainly being to the east, but then you are turning your head, your face, you are siding either Ledorim or Letzofen. So you're going to be east, north, or east, south. In order to get the wisdom or to get the wealth. This would be a more appropriate way to face the east, but side it to the south or the north, because so you shouldn't appear as you are disagreeing, different than the community, a little bit. They are standing to the east. He's standing to the south. Or to the north. Unless you forgot and you started to do, because let's say in the house he does it that way, so he got used to doing it that way. He starts and he's standing to north or to the south, and he already began to daven. Thank you. You give him all right? What?
It's actually a bracket underneath the aron. So that the door doesn't swing open yet.
Oh, okay. Good, thank you. V'derech zeh yoyser noch, okay, sheheim emdim lemizrach vule dorem eletzof, elim keshok havam eletzof eletzof. If you already forgot, and you started davening towards the north or the south, v'yishchel kvar lispalo, you started davening, they can't move. Once you're standing, you're not allowed to move. As I dial the Mizrach, you're better, it's sufficient to turn just your face towards the east, but don't move your feet. To switch around your standing to the east. Very important not to move once you started the Amida, to stay stationary in your place. So even though you are facing the other direction, your face turning will be enough, but to begin with, you're better off daven with everybody else, and you turn your head a little bit to the other side. That's what he says over here. Sif Dalet, subsection 4. Suma, a person who is blind, God forbid, or one cannot direct the sides to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, a blind person who doesn't know where east, west is, or, presumably a person who can see where the sun comes, so he knows where the east is, and he can know the directions to daven to Eretz Yisrael, depending if he's on this side or on the other side, he will daven to the west, but all to Eretz Yisrael. But a person who is blind or cannot tell which direction it is, Yikavin libui la'avishim v'shamayim. So then you just have in mind, I'm davening to my Father in heaven, and doesn't matter which direction, just have kavanah to daven to Hashem. Shenemar v'yispalel Hashem, because the pasuk says you pray to God. So which means to pray to God? You don't pray to any directions. You don't have to pray to directions, but you pray to God. Subsection 5. A person who's riding a donkey. Now he has to do the Amida. Ain't Sarich Leded Lispalo. He doesn't have to go down and daven. He can sit on the donkey. I feel Yeshle Mishitvis Chamoide. Even if he has somebody who can hold a donkey, let's say he's daven, so he can go down and somebody hold the donkey. Elam Ispalo Derech Hilucha. You can pray as you are traveling. The Yachzir Ponov. Let it Yisrael im efshirlo, and turn your face towards Israel if you possibility. I mean, sometimes it'll be difficult because if he's riding the donkey and he's facing the other direction, how is he going to do it? But if he can, yeah, can turn your face towards the side of Yisrael if you can. Same thing is you're on a boat or you're in a wagon. About us, it's a car. You're in a car. You're in a car. So what do? Im yochel lamed oimed. If you are able to stand in the boat or in the wagon, if you can stand up, stand up. Bim lav, if you can't stand up, yoshev bimekoyma v'yispalo. You sit in your place and you daven. You're sitting in the car today, right?
It's like being in a plane.
Or being in a plane, if you can. So sometimes, well, you know, they get up in the planes, they make minions and everything. And a lot of the people get annoyed a lot of times with them, and you know, it's usually the only space that you have is in the back of the plane next to the bathrooms over there.
Right.
You know, it's, and
so
people...
So the same thing would hold true, like when the bus is in New York, when they go from the, into the city,
yeah,
they all stand on the bus.
I don't know what they do over there, but so let's see, but he says if he can. If you can't get up, so you can sit in this place and daven. If you can, turn your face towards Eretz Yisrael. If you are walking, going by foot, you can daven as you're walking, although even if you're not facing Eretz Yisrael. And we're not talking about a situation where you can't stop because you're in danger or whatever, you're in the middle of the road. If you park your car, you might get hit. Even if it's not a place of danger, even if you're just going for an optional matter, there's no mitzvah, you're just going. They did not require him to interrupt his walking and to stand during the davening. The rabbis didn't demand this from the person. They were leaning to let him daven while he's walking. Why, you may ask? I mean, this seems to be pretty lenient.
You gotta stand still and you can't.
Yeah, and why would they? Why would they let you? It's not a danger. Why would they let you? So he gives you the idea. He says, "Lefi sheyikshe be'ein of ichud darke," because a person is going to be, he's going to be delayed. It's going to be hard for him to accept the delay. So what's going to happen? V'yitored libay. And he's going to be hard, he's going to be disturbed. He's like, because he wants to get somewhere. Oh, now I have to stop for davening. Guess what kind of davening that's going to be? That ain't going to be a good davening. He's going to be...
better if you do it while you're...
That's it. Okay. And he won't be able to...
anyways, he's got to think about some things. He might as well think about that.
About davening. Otherwise, because he's going to be troubled, he's not going to be able to daven. However, he gives you one statement over here, which is a very important statement. He says... everything really depends what kind of a road, how you're going over there. It depends the place. It depends how much you're afraid. And then also, and it is also how much you can concentrate. So basically, if you can concentrate and you're not afraid, and it's a place you can go in the rest area and everything else, of course, stop and daven. I mean, that's what we would do.
It's up to you what you want, what you feel comfortable.
What you feel comfortable, you be the judge, basically. You be the judge.
Because when you go to the shul, you're there to do that, so therefore you do it the
right
way you're supposed to do.
And otherwise, you have to sort of,
otherwise,
you make the call. It's your call.
Based on the circumstances.
Good. Avalim kodom hu l'shayora. But he says, if the person is ahead of the group that's traveling, like he's ahead of the group, And he have somebody who would hold on to the donkey. So in other words, you're riding on a donkey, like we were saying before, but you're ahead of the, you don't know you're ahead, and somebody can hold your donkey. So you should go down and daven. And certainly, if you're going by foot and you're ahead, so you're basically saying, then you have to stop and daven. You can't just walk and daven. Why? Because you're in, this is not going to cause you distraction, upset because you're. Regardless, you have to wait for the rest of the group that is coming. So if you're ahead, go ahead and daven, because you're not losing out. You're not going to go. He's not going to get to his place without those people, anyways. He's waiting for them. And if you're ahead of them, stop, daven like a match, and then wait. So he's basically saying, in the practical cases, it's that would be the law. This is one opinion. Now we have a Yesh Aimri, and we have another opinion. There's those that say that in all situations you have to stand when you do the blessing of Avos. That's the first blessing of the Amidah. Because you have to have Kavona, you have to have the mind, you have to, the mind has to be intending. For if a person prays and doesn't have in his heart the kavana, the understanding, the meaning of the blessing of Avos, tzorichu lachzav lispalel, then he must daven again. So minimum you have the Avos. Ukshim ispalel derech hiluchay, and when one is davening while he's walking, yochel kavan kol kach, you're not able to have so much kavana. So therefore, you have to at least stop the behema from walking. The animal should stay stationary until you finish the blessing of Avos. But you don't have to go down. You don't get off the donkey, but you have to stop it. And you should take their words into consideration, unless you're in a danger. If you're in a danger, then according to everybody, it doesn't mean that you're in danger, then keep going. So he says, but the right way to do it, to begin with, one should not leave his home from the time that dawn has broken. First you daven at home the entire Amida of the 18. Muhammad, while you're standing, do it standing up normally, daven normally. Commotion is Barbi Simon Peites. As we said in the chapter 89, that one should not leave until he davens first. And over there it also said in Siftes. Over there, nevertheless, if a person. Over there, we said also, if you're pressed, you can start from Amud HaShacha. You don't have to wait till Netzachamah. If you did go out, you transgressed, and you left, we're not going to punish you and tell you now you have to get off because you weren't supposed to leave. He can pray while he is going. Afilu. Even if you're just walking, you're next to the city, you're within the tchum. Tchum is the area, the 2,000 amas of the city. You're so, in other words, you could go back if you have to. And even though he's going to reach where his destination, and he'll have plenty of time to daven. But you are allowed to daven on the road. As soon as the time of davening has arrived, and you're not obligated to delay from davening in order to daven there standing, we don't tell you to wait. You're obligated now. You want to daven now, you can go ahead and daven. Since he's already obligated with the obligation of prayer, and he's on the road, Bashir Husham. So you can fulfill your obligation legally, min hadin, halachically, as you are. In mechuyu mahakmitza mitzvah, you don't have to delay and make the mitzvah delayed. to daven later on standing up, since now you're exempt from standing, so you don't have to do it and say wait later when you're going to stand. We had the similar halacha before. If this man tefillah is, he can make this man tefillah later on, and this man krishma he might miss. So we learned in a similar way. We can't require you to wait for later. If you want to daven Shema, and you can daven both. But if you want, you said over there, you can do the Shema again later on. You do Shema now, and then you'll do the Shema and daven and together. So basically, once you're obligated, you don't have to wait for later time. But nevertheless, to do the mitzvah the best way, the best thing is wait till you come to your place where your destination, daven there standing, so you, everything will be okay. If he knows that he'll have a designated place, that the family members are not going to disturb him, this does not apply to this. We know you can't delay mitzvahs. Mitzvah you have to do right away. But if you're delaying the mitzvahs, and also we know there's another klal, zrizim magdimim mitzvahs, people that are quick do the mitzvah as early as possible, it would not apply in this case. Since he's intending the mitzvah in the best way, so we don't apply to this, oh, you're delaying the mitzvah, you're not doing it quickly, because you're doing it for a good reason. If you're doing it to do the mitzvah better, so then it's okay, then you don't have to worry. Oh, yeah, Yosef, okay, we have a couple more simon. Let's finish. Let's try to finish this. What time is it? Okay, we got 5 minutes. Okay. Sivo. Oh, yeah, Yosef, bisvino ibaagolam. Person who's sitting, and he's on a boat, he's sitting, or in a wagon. And he's afraid to stand during the whole davening. He'll fall, he'll hurt himself. So he's praying while he's sitting down. Still, in the place where you have to bow, he should get up. If he's possible. So that he can bow while standing. And he also steps the three steps. I guess that's another thing. So the place where he's standing, and he should also step three steps. That's important if he can.
But if you're sitting or you're on, you can't do that.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. So you should get up. And then you, if you can get up and just make three steps, so
move your body through. Yeah.
That doesn't say that, but if you're riding on a behema,
if you, yeah,
yachzer a behema, give up pesil acharei. You should make the
donkey go back three steps.
Go back three steps. That would count as if he steps back by himself.
Yeah.
Or yachzer atzma gabe behema, or you should turn yourself around on the behema, just as you would conduct yourself if you're coming to say goodbye to the king. So you turn around and so you do that. Okay. Zion. Subsection 7. Zokin Sheina Yochalamit, an elderly person who can't stand. Yoshim Mekhoim Mispal can sit in the place in daven. Chain Choyla. Same thing, somebody who is sick. You can pray even while lying, not only sitting, even while lying down, al tzidai, while you're staying, it's laying on your side. V'hu, sheyochel lekaven daitoi, v'spalel, afilu sheyochel al tzidai, even if he's lying on his side, but provided that he can, you know, if he's so sick that he can't think about it, then he doesn't have to daven at all. If a person can't daven, verbalize it, he's too weak to say the words. It's best at least you think the words. As the verse states, there's actually a verse in Tehillim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Hey, which says, "Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem." which means speak in your heart while you're lying down. So, meaning even in your heart. Although he will not fulfill his obligation just by thinking, you don't fulfill your obligation, as we'll learn later on in chapter 101, subsection 4. But still, it's better than not doing at all. But one who cannot have direct his mind, he's such pain or whatever, he can't even, or he's not doing well mentally. So then you can just read the Shema alone if you can. So forget about the davening, just do the Shema.
What he's really saying is, if you're in shul, you do it the right way. If you're out of the shul, you do what fits the circumstances.
Do the best you can. Because he says the Shema is easy to have kavana, because it's only for one verse. That's something everybody can so basically achieve, but not so much when it comes to the Amida. Can't have kavana. Sifches.
That's just the email.
Person has koyim on both sides. And umisare shema yafsiku b'tfilosi. He worries they're going to interrupt his davening. Shema yafsidu mekhay, or he's afraid that his deal is going to be lost. You know, they're negotiating, they're bidding for a deal. So, and he's afraid he's going to lose. Im yamad v'yispalel. If he gets up and davens, they may cause him a loss, or he's going to lose his deal if he's going to get up and daven. Yeshim become his spado, so then he can sit in his place and daven in his place. Lefi shein daiti mishavas lo, because he's not relaxed standing up. He's going to be worried about the guy on both sides, and or they're going to lose the deal. Ava pishtoch say give him psilu seif atfila, even though he needs to step back 3 steps at the end of the prayer. So still, Yeshu Mispalu v'kareyim. He can still sit and daven, and he'll kneel sort of in his sitting position. Yesh lezorish leisuchatzim lekoisel oylamud oylamud oylechaveim shatzvila. One should be careful not to lean against a wall or a pole or a pillar or on your friend during the time of the davening. Will be explained in chapter 141. And the reason is because we learned some other times, because if they move and you fall, that's not considered standing. So if you're leaning against something, that's not really standing. I mean, if you lean on somebody just, but if they move them away, but in this case, it seems that he doesn't make this condition over here, but he just says briefly. But I think that's usually the case, that the other person, if you move him or if he falls or not. Siftes, Mishuch Spalo Miyushev, one who is forced to daven while sitting, Oy Mahalach, while we're walking, Toiv Shiyachzer Vispalo Meumat Kshiyachel Betoyrus Ndova. It's best that he should daven again while standing as a gift. You know, you can daven another time, not as a mandatory, but as a gift. Imu Betuch Shiyuch Lekab Yob Bitfilosi. If he's certain that you can do good kavana in the prayer, Kamashid Bar B'Simu Kuf Zayin, as will be explained in chapter 107. And see over there, Sif Hey. Normally we say today that you don't do, a lot of times we don't do the extra prayer because we have a problem even having kavana in one prayer. So what are we going to do, an extra prayer? You're not going to bring a gift if you can't even do the first one right. So we don't. So, but unless if you know that you can do it properly, so then hold daven again to make up for not standing with the first time. We'll just finish the last halacha, last subsection Yud 10. One who's traveling and he comes close, he's a place, a motel, which is owned by non-Jews. It's a non-Jewish motel. If he's able to remove from the road and to daven while standing in a place where he's almost certain that the passers-by are not going to interrupt him, She's talking with Spalu Shom. You're better off davening on the side of the road than davening in the house of the goy. She's Spalu Beisel Nochri. Davening in the house of the goy is not a good thing. Why? Because the assumption is that because for certain, Shebavada Yesh Begilulim Vitaevis. Definitely there must be abominations in there. There must be Avodah Zarah. There must be statues and various different kinds of.
That's an assumption.
But in this case, it's not even an assumption because they were religious. Those Koyim over there were very religious ones, and most of them had then, and most of them had these things in the in their homes. They had it. So if you come there, Vein Lachnis L'Shem Dover Shebegedusha, and you should not bring in a holy matter inside into such a home. Sha'arei Moshe Rabbeinu Olva Sholem Omar, because you see, Moshe Rabbeinu, peace unto him, when he was in Egypt, he says, Kitseisia Sa'ir, the Goyimir. He says he's only going to pray to God when he leaves Egypt, because Egypt was full with idols, and he didn't want to worship, he didn't want to pray to God where is the place of idols. He did not want to pray in the city of Egypt. Because that city was full with the abominations. But if he doesn't have the ability to remove from the place so that they don't interrupt him, so you should go in the hotel, daven in some corner, so that the family members won't disturb him, find the corner to daven. And we don't have to worry about these abominations, the gilulim, the avodah zarah. Why? Shadakol tefilas seina bayodas melez gilulim. All of our prayers are in cities that are full with gilulim. So Moshe, he can afford, huh? Yeah, Moshe. Okay, well, Moshe Rabbeinu can afford to leave Egypt, but we're in a city. The city is full with all these avodah zarah. So what are we going to do? He just learned it in yeshiva yesterday. He's telling me. Look at that. Huh?
Yes, they have tests.
On this? Oh, you missed it. Be'im yefsher listalik min aderech. And if he has no possibility to go on to the side, v'tzorich lahaspal miyumhalecha miyushev, and you need to daven either walking or standing. And also in the hotel itself, you're not going to find a place in which, a corner which they're not going to disrupt him. Mutel lishalel. So then you're better off davening while you're walking or while you're sitting, because you can have more kavana, even though you can't be standing. So standing in the hotel without kavana and walking, doing it sitting or walking, you're better off doing it sitting and walking with kavana than doing it standing without kavana. But if in the hotel he can daven, either bebiko, he can daven like in the valley. Over there, earlier we said one should daven in a home, not in an open, broken in a area. But in that case, the least of the evils, I mean, last what he can do, the best way is if he can daven in the by the hotel, there's a valley there, there's a courtyard, or igina, there's a garden, mutav, that is best. V'yotzi deshneim, then he will do both, he will accomplish. Lispalel Muhammad Bukavona, he'll daven standing and he'll have a kavona, even though it'll be in the open area, it seems like. That's what he has to tell you. So you'll accomplish both, even though you'll be in the open area, but that's I guess the best way to do it.